Now notice verse 30. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Now this, may I say, reveals the hardness of the human heart. I can't think of anything. Here are the men that have been fed miraculously by our Lord when he fed the 5,000. Now they say, what dost thou work? Show us a sign. In other words, they did not want to believe at all. And they went right back to the dinner table. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And it wasn't a one-time deal. He fed them every day for 40 years. And so they go back to the dinner table. Moses gave us manna. Actually, Moses didn't give manna. God did that. And what he's saying here, that they wanted to be fed. You can see that's what they are after. They plunge right back to the dinner table. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it's written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, now notice this, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Manna gave life in that day, but God gave it. But the true bread is what? For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Now, the manna gave physical life in the wilderness, but the Lord Jesus gives spiritual life. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Just like the woman at the well. Give me this water. And she's thinking of the water in the well because she said, so I won't have to come here and draw water anymore. She's thinking of physical water. It took our Lord quite a while to lift her thinking out of that well to the spiritual water. And it takes him a long time to get these folk away from the dinner table and get them to see the spiritual bread that gives spiritual life. Now, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He joins the two together. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Christ as the manna is the one who came down from heaven, gave his life for the world, that we might have life. That's salvation. But we'll see that he's also the bread that we're to feed on constantly, that we might grow by that. After all, manna was miracle food. It was thrilling. And when they got into the land, they were given the old corn to eat, and that's the Word of God. And believe me, a lot of people don't like the old corn. And now will you notice, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. You want bread? Well, I'm the bread of life. But you've seen me and you believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, friends, we've come here to a tremendous verse. They had rejected now the true bread. He says to them, you've seen me and you believe not.